It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, the first day of April. Yeah, good day for a second cup. Give yourself permission to have all the coffee you want today.
All right.
You're just going to have to deal with the consequences. Well, I thought we would spend today just kind of getting everyone ready for one of the two favorite weeks that we have here at Mater Dei Radio. It is our Spring Share-a-thon, Encounter Jesus. Mm,
beautiful topic.
I really do like this. Now, we start planning our share-a-thons. It's been than a couple of months that I think we started really kind of initializing it. That is always the first thing that we want to start with as we think about what our goals are, what is our theme.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been really amazing, David, is we've had an opportunity to talk with people kind of leading up to this, and you'll get an opportunity to hear them about how, as a community, as a people of God, we encounter Jesus every day, big and small ways. And they're going to get to hear some of that from our guests that are coming in, some of our recordings. It's just going to be, I think, a very, very beautiful week.
Yeah, and it's fun because as we think about what our theme is going to be for Share-a-thon, then we are able to talk with our guests and our volunteers as well about the theme and encounter Jesus. And I'm sure everybody has some, in some way, shape, or form, ways that they resonate with that. Encounter Jesus. What does that mean to them? Does it mean in their spiritual life, in their prayer life? How does it work for them? And so I'm really anxious to hear, as we get our guests on next week, what their thoughts are on that and how they do that. And a lot of it, we'll have priests, we'll have nuns, religious, we'll have guest hosts from some of our programs. So it's really a great cross-section of people we'll get to talk to about encountering Jesus.
I love the guest list that you've put together. And we're fortunate because when we ask, and we know that it's the week before Holy Week.
Yeah.
That's it. Easter is going to be on April 17th. So, you know, we know that priests are very, very busy in their parishes. So many of them that know the valuable resource that Catholic Radio is to the community. And they said, yes, I'll make time to come. In fact, we're going to have quite a few of them. This is the first time since COVID that, many of them are going to be able to walk right into the studio and be on the air with us. Many more in outlying areas, of course, will be joining us by phone. But again, it is just a great list. We have a very prayerful time with our priests, but also just a lot of fun. We have certain goals in every hour, and when we get to celebrate with the guest, you know, in some cases, I always look forward to when Father Mark Bentz will be on from St. Alice. He will always sing such beautiful songs for us, but that's if we meet
that's
that
goal. Right.
If we don't meet the goal, he's not going to sing for us.
No, it's a lot of fun, and he's always such a good sport about it, too, and loves to do it. And, you know, on Monday, too, Bishop Peter Smith going to join us.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we got other guests as well, but I'm thinking of Bishop Smith because he's been such a long-time supporter of Mater Dei Radio, and so to always have him on Mondays, awesome. We'll open the morning, too, with Father Gabriel Mosier from Holy Rosary Parish, too, so he'll open us in prayer to get it started Monday morning. Here's a telephone number you're going to be hearing a lot of. I can say this in my sleep.
Do not call this number right now.
888-823-5286. But what you can do right now, if you'd like, you can go online to materdeiradio.com. We have a really safe and secure payment gateway right there. You can still make a pledge early to our matching fund, because you know what Monday is?
Matching Monday.
It's Matching Monday. We use our Monday, our donations, to build that matching fund that we can use the rest of the week. So if you want to still help us build that matching fund, it's very important that we get that to our goal. You can do that again right now. Just go to our website, materdeiradio.com. We also have information on our Hail Mary Media app.
Oh, absolutely. Now, we have found year after year, it seems to be increasing those online pledges, too. So you can go online, make the pledge right now. You can use the app right there from your phone, wherever you're going. And then also definitely check out our Facebook and Instagram pages, because all week long, we're going to be doing a few things so that way you can kind of see what's going on here at the station through a very, very busy week. The other thing that also happens during the week, David, is my clothes get a little bit tighter because Deb makes sure we are well fed for that week.
Just
great support from our local community and friends that are kind of keeping our sustenance up, so to speak.
That is so true. And, you know, if you go to our website, we all have our gifts up. Our Share-a-thon gifts are up as well, so you can see those. We've got some wonderful gifts again this year, and so go to our website. You can check them out and make that pledge, but we're really looking forward to it. And again, too, it's a great week because of our volunteers. We don't get to see people that often just because that's the nature of our business. So it's always such a joy to see volunteers coming in and answering the phone. But most importantly, Share-a-thon, what it's all about is giving our wonderful listeners an opportunity to make that donation, that pledge to Mater Dei Radio. We're a totally listener-funded radio apostolate. If it wasn't for our wonderful listeners, we would not be here. This is your Catholic radio station. You're the ones who make it happen. And unbelievably, over 30 years of wonderful Catholic broadcasting. And thank you to our listeners because you make it happen.
Oh, absolutely. I love being a part of this ministry because there's such a history here. So many people for over, I think it's 32 years.
32 years
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first lay-owned Catholic radio station.
Yeah.
That's us.
It is.
I mean, that's fantastic. I've even heard, you know, because we play great national programs after our morning show, and I've even listened to some of the call-in shows. I believe it was Dr. David Anders on Call to Communion. Somebody had called in, and the announcer said, and we have this person coming on, calling from Portland, listening at the great Mater Dei Radio.
I love it.
That's us. That's like, you know, they call the best, you know, these popes.
Yeah.
You know, Pope, you know, we're trying to get John Paul II, the great, right? Well,
yep.
That's us. Mater Dei Radio, the great.
We've had a lot of other Catholic radio stations call us, talk to Pat, our executive director, over the years, wanting to know about, hey, how do you do this? Yeah. How do you get Catholic radio on the air? Mater Dei Radio, one of the first right there
to
do it.
And we always say the same thing. Well, you've got to have listeners that really want to support. So you put out programming, and hopefully we do that over the years, offer great Catholic programming. So tune in Monday. I am resting up all weekend.
No partying for you this weekend.
No partying for me this weekend. And then come Monday morning, boy,
ready
it
to
will
go.
Get exciting. So definitely tune in next week. Go to our webpage for resources, the Hail Mary Media app. And also definitely check out our social media on Facebook and Instagram because it is going to be a really great week. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.